Robert Duncan Milne, An Introduction. Robert Duncan Milne was born on 7th of June 1844 in Cupar in Fife, Scotland. Little is known of the life of this extraordinary author who created some of the most appealing science fiction stories ever written. As an adult, he lived in San Francisco and wrote short stories for local newspapers and periodicals of the time, and principally for the Argonaut, the political and literary newspaper heavyweight of the area. Robert Duncan Milne died in San Francisco, California, on 15th of December 1899. He was 55. Into the Sun is a compelling narrative of what happens when the doomed Earth falls into the sun. Is survival possible?
Into the Sun by Robert Duncan Milne. Scene, San Francisco. Time, 1883. And so you think, Doctor, that the comet which has just been reported from South America is the same as last year's comet? The one discovered first by Cruz at Rio Janeiro, I mean, and which was afterwards so plainly visible to us here all through the month of October?
Judging from the statement in the papers regarding its general appearance and the course in which it is traveling, I do not see to what other conclusion we can come. It is approaching the sun from the same quarter as last year's comet. It resembles it in appearance. Its rate of motion is great, if not greater. All these things are very strong arguments of identity.
But then how do you account for so speedy a return? This is only the end of August, and last year's comet was computed to have passed its perihelion about the 18th of September, scarcely a year ago. Even Encke's and Biela's comets, which are denizens of our solar system, so to speak, have longer periods than that.
I account for it simply on the hypothesis that this comet passes so close to the sun that its motion is retarded, and its course consequently changed after every such approach. I believe, with Mr. Proctor and Professor Boss, that this is the comet of 1843 and 1880, that it is moving in a succession of eccentric spirals, the curvatures of which have reduced its periods of revolution from perhaps many hundreds of years to, at its last recorded return, 37 years, then to 2 and a fraction, and now to less than 1, and that its ultimate destination...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?